Recording. Oh, I don't have time dot is up though.
I'm recording. And now I have tim.ice up here.
Tim.ice. That's a whole other website. Some guy called Tim slinging crystal meth.
I could do with some of that, to be honest, like, you know what I mean?
Oh man, I don't even like.
I bet if I take that shit, it's like the pill from Limitless. And finally tidy the house, do you know what I mean?
You tidy the house and you'll learn about more than BAP. Welcome to the Peace at Home podcast. I'm your co-host, Sinan.
And I'm Jamie.
And our music is by Jordan. Yes, we got it.
We nailed it.
We nailed it. That's it. Podcast over. No, but seriously, officially. podcast over.
Yeah.
Actually, in reality, podcast over. This is probably going to be the last Peace at Home unless something very dramatic happens. And we have to do like a one-off Peace at Home return episode or something. I don't know what the circumstance would be where we have to do a one-off return Peace at Home episode. But it would be very, it would have to be something very
Independence
dramatic.
Day, but the aliens only like come to Turkey.
Yeah, the aliens specifically abduct Mintz, and that's it. They just abduct him and leave.
For real though, I would love if like one of the motherships from like Independence Day came down and it was just London. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
those guys in particular.
They're like, we've heard of this island, a piss island.
Yeah.
And they just like scorch a line from London up to Edinburgh. Okay, but we do have to sort of say some serious announcement-y stuff, which is because some of you will be members of the Patreon, and you'll be wondering, well, what about the Patreon? So today, day of recording, we've suspended billing on the Patreon for a month. The plan is we're going to make everything for free members. So free members will be able to get all the episodes, all the bonus episodes, because it's basically the only place where like 27 of the bonus episodes exist, and I don't want to ether them just yet. So we're gonna make them all available for free.
The people need BAP.
That's right. Yeah, we'll get to BAP in a second. But
we never did the shirts. Rip our dream of BAP shirts.
We can still do the shirt. Like legally, we're allowed to do the shirt. We're legally allowed to do the shirt. It's true. Yeah, thanks to the Turkish constitutional court, we're legally allowed to make the shirt. But the point is that we're going to suspend billing. We suspended billing this month. We're going to suspend it again in May. To give everyone the maximum chance to switch to a free subscription. I also do a post on the Patreon, so people don't have no excuse after that.
Yeah.
Because I want zero money from that when we're not working on it.
Yeah.
I want £0. I don't want to deal with it.
So if you heard this or you saw the fucking thing, you've got no excuse. If you were abducted by those lads from Independence Day, we'll let you off.
Yeah, that's
Then but you won't get a refund. So.
Yeah, you do also need to give us a doctor's note about it as well. And we're gonna have to do an independent assessment of it as well about whether you've been abducted. We will have to do a lot of really draconian things for no reason other than to upset you personally.
Yeah.
So anyway, enough about Britain for one podcast episode. But yeah, that's the long and short of it. This is the last episode because, well, the curse has been lifted. The AKP has lost an election. And in fairness, it was local elections, and they did, but they lost on the they got fewer votes than another political party in a national election, which hasn't happened since 2002. So you know,
say that as if I would know.
Yeah. Only took 22 years, but we're here now. So you know, that's a whole thing.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's finally happened. So, and to be honest, and I need to
maybe
sort of
it was
honest,
maybe it was cicadas came out and voted.
That's right. Yeah, that's going to be the new conspiracy theory. Because used to be, you know, people were like, oh, they're letting Syrian refugees vote in elections and stuff like that. Mm. The new conspiracy theory is going to be the cicadas, which is great. Excited
Turkey,
to see.
Turkey really is a kind of Britain, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's. I think that's like the ultimate lesson here.
Yeah.
Is that Turkey is a type of Britain, or Britain's a type of Turkey?
Those are like, the three things I've learned on this podcast.
Yeah.
Turkey is a kind of Britain. Bap and mince is a fucking helmet.
That's it, yeah. And if that's all that you learned, well, that's it. You know, you got the maximum experience you could get from this podcast, really. If that's all that you learned, that's it. But I was going to say that, like, I need to be honest and say, I can't sustain the level of effort needed to do this all the time still anymore. I just can't. So sometimes you just got to say you can't do it,
yeah,
and move on to something else. Not that the topic's uninteresting or whatever, and it does feel like we've left it kind of unfinished, but just like, if you can't bring yourself to finish it, you might have to just walk away.
Yeah.
And it felt more elegant to walk away like this than to just sort of like quietly never post again. And also give people a chance to not pay us money, which would be pretty important, I think.
Yeah, we don't want to be like AOL and still taking fucking Patreon money off people 20 years down the line.
Yeah, do AOL do that?
Yeah.
God damn.
Apparently that's their business model now, is just like preying on people who've died but not like closed their bank accounts, I don't know.
Damn. God damn it, man. AOL, that's such a throwback as well. It's crazy to me to think that that company can still exist. But yeah,
I will never forgive them for bringing Americans online.
Yeah, exactly. That's the main problem. That's their main crime, of course.
Yeah.
But, we didn't want to do that. We wanted to give everyone a fair warning.
If they'd been America offline, they could charge as much as they want for that, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. If we had, like, a Yankee go-home internet company that made American internet so slow it couldn't load modern websites...
Just put them in their own internet crash where they can just, like, fucking shoot guns in the air and yell at each other forever.
And then they can talk about other countries' food like they know anything. Like they're not
don't even
eating,
get me fucking
like they're
started
not eating
about that.
Fucking chlorinated chicken all the time.
Why do British restaurants? This is two podcasts this week I've recorded where I'm talking about this. But why do British restaurants only serve huge piles of bangers and mash? Like in the
hell yeah. If they did, that'd fucking rock. First of all, like people don't understand that would fucking rule. But
it's just the land is awash with mushy pea restaurants. Fucking sick of it myself. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, but Americans, folks, listeners from America. What the fuck is your bread? I've had American bread. What the fuck is that?
Is that the same bread where like they got fucking done in Ireland and had to call it cake in Subway?
Yeah, I think it might be. It's the thing with American bread is it's fucking terrifying because it's like some syrupy mass. And to be clear, I mean like the bread that you and I would get at the supermarket. Like we could go to the supermarket and buy a loaf of bread. For like, well, okay, it's Postless Trust, so not a reasonable price.
But
it wouldn't cost us like £6 to buy a loaf of bread. But in America, if you want like the quality of bread that we would get in the supermarket, just sort of not thinking about it, you have to pay like $8 for it. But like, if you want to pay like $2 for a loaf of bread, you get this sort of like fructose corn syrup mass that apparently never goes off.
How are they putting that fucking shit in bread as well?
Oh, yeah, it's fucking crazy. Like, that shit does not... I'm sorry, this is not the topic of the podcast. If you're wondering what the bonus episodes are like, everyone, that you didn't pay for, this is what they were fucking like, everyone.
So look forward to a huge pile of these next month.
Yeah, look forward to this forever. Because that's about how long it will take for you to listen to all, what, 47, 48? I don't even know how many anymore. Some amount of fucking bonus episodes that were very long. But yeah, like, hold on, what's it fucking called? It's called like, hold on, I need to remember the name. I want to say it's called Wonder Bread, but I'm not sure that's true. I think it might be Wonder Bread. Actually, I think this might, actually, yeah, it does look like fucking cake in this picture. Jesus Christ. What the fuck is this shit? Okay, I hate this because it does actually look like a slice of very bad cake. Like it does just look, yeah, this is the, it looks like a slice of the world's worst cake, But yeah, like, American bread's fucking weird, and it's bad, and I don't like it. And
eight essential nutrients, that
can't be true, first of all.
Yeah, enriched with calcium.
And uranium, of course. Yeah. And milk. They've got a lot of vitamin R in it.
No, with vitamin R, yeah.
Yeah.
That looks hideous. That does look like cake. That looks so much like...
It does look like cake. Yeah, this is the thing, because it is cake. And, like, look... I don't want to do food discourse, really, because I
like,
just...
Can you get that with, like, lemon icing on it? Because then I might have it with custard, but...
Oh,
I wouldn't
I'll
make a fucking
what.
Sandwich with it.
I'll tell you what, I do kind of want a lemon cake now.
Yeah.
That does sound like it would go down really well. But the sort of point is, I don't want to do food discourse because, especially about bread.
We can't do it as well as the Americans, can we?
Yeah, we can't be as insane as Americans. That's the thing. If we were as insane as Americans, great. We'd be like, oh yeah, Mexican food, you'll shit yourselves when you eat that and you claim it's American and you still call it Mexican food because you're fucking stupid. That's like the kind of thing you'd say to Americans. Anyway, Americans, all of you are fucking stupid. All of you are George W. Bush misspeaking constantly.
Yeah.
No, that's the kind of way. Because, like, Americans are always like, ah, yes, all British people, they all have the same southern estuary accent. And that's why it's funny to write British as British. You know?
British,
like,
yeah.
British. Like,
what I would like is just once to join fucking, like, voice chat with a bunch of randos on some game and not have them think I'm Irish. Like, how the fuck do you even...
think you're Irish?
I've had that happen, like, three times, yeah. And
oh,
I'm like, how are you not going for Scotland? That's closer, you know?
Scotland, but Scotland's a type of England. And so is Turkey.
Yeah, but, like,
that's, you know, like,
How the fuck are you confusing me with Irish? Like, Irish people everywhere would, like, fucking go berserk if they heard this.
Like, I'd understand confusing a Scouser with Irish, depending on the Scouser. I would kind of understand that a little bit more. But also, that's very much an English accent now. Like, you know, that's, you know. So, I don't know, I'd kind of understand that. I'm not sure how you get Ireland. I think people assume... that, like, any accent that's not my accent is Irish.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was that, and can I get Ozzy Osbourne's autograph? That was another classic thing that I got asked by an American on voice chat once.
You're not from Birmingham, which is where he's from.
Yeah, or from, like, California, which is where he lives.
Where he lives, yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Conversely.
It's like, I'll try for you, mate. Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, God. It's, yeah. Yeah, you do that. You do that for the American. By the way, I was going to say, speaking of, like voice chat in games, there's this new game I saw where you go to a haunted fucking mansion to make content with your mates.
Oh, yes, I've seen that. That got advertised to me on Steam.
Apparently it's quite good. Also, do you want to... This is production notes in the episode. Do you want to play that sometime with a bunch of people? Because I would fucking love that shit.
Maybe, like maybe.
Yeah.
We're all on Helldivers at the minute, like. We're trying to...
Yeah,
fucking,
yeah, yeah. I'm
to
about
get together
to...
together a stream for that for fucking Praxis Cast.
Oh, I'll tell you what. If I'm not... if I am sort of free-ish, I might join. Yeah, because I would be very into into playing Helldivers. Also, apparently, the game only supports Japanese interface/voice for customers in Japan, which makes sense because that's where most of the Japanese speakers are.
True.
Why is Steam assuming? I got to a point where I don't have to pay attention to the subtitles on Shogun to manage. Yeah, I'm doing all right with Japanese. I can follow it without paying close attention
to
the subtitles.
That would be a very useful skill for me to have developed before I started watching Shogun, because, like, fucking the subtitles keep cutting out.
Yeah. A lot of it is I love the English guy trying to speak Japanese, because that is very much the same energy as me, like, trying to learn it. He's like, he's just saying, like, shini desu. Like, okay, yeah, you will die. Okay, cool. Like, if you touch this, you'll die. Spoilers for Shogun.
Yeah.
He accidentally kills a guy he was meant to kill. The only way an English person can succeed in a foreign country is entirely by accident. And also the best bit of that show, I will say the best bit of that show before we get into the meat of today, is when he sort of announces that he's English and then gets thrown in jail.
Yeah.
Just like pitch perfect to like, how could they, did they know? Like, how could they have done this? It was incredible.
Yeah.
Just incredible. This is kind of a preview for whatever we're going to do next, because it's just going to be this.
Yeah, it's we're just going to bonus episodes all the way down.
Yeah, no, for real. Like, fuck it. Like, the funny thing is, like, okay, we enjoy doing bonus episodes. Let's just make a podcast that's oops, all bonus episodes, but we don't charge people for them.
Yeah.
Or we only charge people for, like, the really spicy shit, where, like, I do slurs, which is not true, but where I do slander, which is more accurate to what I actually do in a lot of the bonus episodes. Yeah, I'm just going to do some slurs, folks.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
We're just going to invent a new slur just for Wes Streeton.
I mean, well, I need to not talk about Wes Streeton, because I'm just going to lose my fucking shit.
I am trying to lower my blood pressure.
He's such a sniveling little cunt. Anyway, so we were going to talk about the local elections results. Jamie, in a shocking twist, can you believe it? The opposition, the party that always loses elections, won elections.
Yeah. Was that fucking thanks to Turkish Keith, was it?
Well, Turkish Keith resigned, famously, after he fucked it. If you're,
So that's a yes, then.
Yeah. do you remember the election night where... Do you remember the runoff, the second election night, where people asked me, why did they lose? And I said, look at the fucking guy in charge of the Republican People's Party. Like, come on. How are you going to win with that guy running? But yeah, the AKP have, they've shat the bed. They've officially fucked it. Guess who fucked it? And it's Erdogan. Finally, he's fucked it. And the whole rumor mill was, okay, if he wins big in these local elections, he's going to try and do a referendum on, like, changing the constitution so he can stay president again. May not be a good idea now. May have changed his mind about that a little bit for some reason. Sucks to suck. That's right. Eat shit. Fuck off. One very sad side effect of all of this is that the Communist Party did lose their one province that they had control over. But they were replaced by the Dem Party, which is the sort of left-wing pro-Kurdish party. And it turns out... it's because the guy who was the mayor, it was running in Istanbul, not for the city mayor, obviously, but like for like a local position in the district where my grandparents are from. And so like the Turkish Communist Party gets like 0.1% of the vote usually in place. Communist Party of Turkey got 0.11% of the vote. It's not a big political party electorally. He just shows up in this bit of Istanbul and gets 9% immediately. Just like, okay, cool, yeah. Like, yeah, my grandmother, like, texted me. She's like, oh, they said the AKP got 12% here. It's a lie. They never get more than 10%. She's fucking furious. She thinks they rigged it to so they didn't fall behind the Communist Party. Which, like, okay, like, I get it. But also, like, if you're going to rig the election, maybe try winning, like, rigging it so that you win the national election rather than avoiding
You've got to make it seem believable.
Yeah, like, it would have been at most a minor embarrassment to have fallen behind this guy in a district of Istanbul where everyone hates the AKP. To have fallen behind the Communist Party would have been the smallest embarrassment that had ever happened to the party. And yet she believes they put the effort in to be like, no, we can't be behind the Communist Party. It would be too humiliating. Like, okay, but like... everything, every other aspect of this is humiliating, really. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, you look... like, I don't know, Jamie, if you've seen the map of results.
I have not, actually.
Yeah, okay, so here you go. I'll give you the map of results from wikipedia.com, just in case anyone's going to H-bomb a guy me about this. I make that joke every video, and I'm sure it's coming. But yeah, red is the opposition party, of course. Look at that. Yeah, they beefed up. Now, obviously, that dark red in Western Turkey, I will explain what happened there because it's a shit show, but that's the far right party winning in Western Turkey. A thing that has only happened once before, and it was the last local elections. And they don't really, because obviously they don't really have a constituency out there, because the west of Turkey is stereotypically the place where people can, you know, read. So yeah. They don't tend to vote for the far right party. But a whole lot of fuckery went on there in the previous one that I will explain. I'll try and find the presidential election real quick. I'll try and find it so that we have that map. Should we do... I guess we should do first round. Yeah, I guess we'll do... I guess it doesn't make a difference. It's the same fucking map, actually, now I think about it. I guess second round is fairer. But bear in mind that some of those parties would have been in alliance. They've done a lot better.
Yeah.
Immediately, the no Turkish Kiev effect immediately fucking swept across the fucking center of Anatolia there.
Yeah.
Admittedly, they did...
UK Labour could learn a thing or two.
Yeah, get rid of fucking Kiev and you're just going to cut a swathe through central Turkey.
Get rid of all of them, to be honest.
Yeah, like. Just fucking sack the lot too. Yeah, like, fuck them. Imagine if they got rid of Kiev and then the UK Labour Party ran in Turkey and won. That'd be fucking bizarre. Like, what the fuck? Why would this have happened? Who can say?
Yeah, I mean, I would appreciate Turkey's sacrifice, quite frankly. Yeah.
But you can see where the opposition held its ground most in most places. And gained in a lot of other places. So that's nice. Nice for them. And so you remember in the run-up to the election, we were talking about, like, oh, the economy's fucked. You know, people are fed up with the guy. It turns out...
Mad about the price of onions, weren't they?
Yeah, my family group chat were mad about the onions and the potatoes.
Holy shit.
And, you know, the people were pissed off about the earthquake and stuff like that. Well, it turns out people just hated... Turkish Kiev more than those things, and so voted to keep Erdogan in. And now that he's gone, they've just carved a fucking clean path across the whole fucking country. The BBC described it as vast swathes of the north, west, and centre of Turkey are now governed by the opposition. And I'm not sure about the north, of it being vast swathes of the north, to be honest.
No, I mean, really that bit at the top that looks like a fucking Lego tiger or something, but then...
Yeah, it does look a bit like the BAP logo, actually.
Actually does, yeah.
Look at it, like, it does look a bit like the BAP logo.
They've come back.
Oh, god damn it.
They're watching over the opposition.
That's like Zonguldak, and there's a whole thing. And obviously there are these eastern provinces which were kind of close before that have gone, you know, CHP now. And it's interesting. There are some interesting sort of things going on here, such as the Republican... Is that the Republican People's Party winning in the southeast of Turkey? God damn. I find that hard to believe. I find that generally quite hard to believe. Yeah, fuck, they won an Adıyaman. I can't fucking believe they won. Adıyaman has never voted Republican. This is the thing, I called my dad. I was like, "Your dad, did you see the election result?" He was like, "Yeah, I'm fucking astonished. They actually didn't shit themselves publicly this time," which was very funny. And then they were like, "I can't believe Adıyaman voted for the CHP. They've never voted for the CHP ever in history." And I'm like, "Oh, because it's in the southeast, so obviously that's going to be a problem." You know, we talked about why that's going to be a problem for reasons.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's a very different...
The southeast on that map is kind of distracting me with how purple and yellow it is. It's like the UKIP corner.
Yeah, well, the purple party is a good party in Turkey. Yeah. Just to be very clear about that. But the, there's all sorts of weird fucking results that have gone
on. Yeah, the purple is good, as befits purple, quite frankly.
Yeah, purple's a nice colour.
The yellow on the map is piss.
Yeah, and the light blue is the liberal fascist party.
Oh, joy.
Yeah, the good party. That's the one, that's the party that, like, a lot of newspapers in Europe were like, yes, they're led by a woman who's pro-LGBT, but she's also, like, anti-Kurdish. Oh. So, like, who's to say whether she's good or bad? I can't.
Fucking
she's bad.
Libs. Libs just love a girl boss, don't they?
We never got to the 90s and to talk about her supporting depopulating Kurdish villages. But Murat Akşener is a piece of shit and she should fuck off into the sun. And to be quite frank, the fact that her party got, what, fucking 3% of the local elections? She should fucking get out of politics. Just go do something else. Go be a fucking racist lobbyist or some shit. Just fuck off out of our lives. Yeah. Frankly, you fucking cunt. Get out. Like, anyway, so there's a couple of interesting things to draw your attention to. For example, you'll notice a lot of different colours on there. A lot of strange colours. Ones that we're not familiar with. So, for example, we have the Great Union Party, Bürgerliche Partei. They are the extreme far-right party.
They're the beige one in the middle.
To the right of that black one, sort of yeah. blackish one, the YRP one. Yeah, the BBP. Yeah, them. Yeah. They won in, I think that's Sivas. I want to make sure that, yeah, that is Sivas. And Sivas has a...
Is BBP like the Beige Bell End Party or something like that?
Yeah, well, we can call them that. For legal purposes, we can call them that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they are a extreme far-right fascist like,
did
party.
The parties themselves pick these colours, or...?
Some are like courtesy colours, so like the Republican People's Party have red in the logo, so, you know, they get to be red. The AKP, you know, they have a light bulb, so they get, like, this sort of orangey colour. The Fascist Party have red in their logo, but that's obviously, they're not the second, you know, they're not a big yeah. party. So they get sort of, like, this dark brown, fashy colour. BBP, Dem Party, yeah, they're purple. Purple's always been kind of the colour associated there. E, I think they picked this colour. YRP, I think their logo's red. I'm pretty sure their logo's red. So basically, there are a lot of red-logoed political yeah. parties. So you just end up with a lot of different, like, shades of brown and stuff like that going on the map. Which is unfortunate, because it does look like a lot of shit has happened. But, you know, that's just what it is. Sivas, yeah, it has a reputation as a place. And they elected an even further right political party to govern them, which is great. They split from the far-right nationalist movement party because they were insufficiently nationalist. Which is great. That's a completely normal reaction. Also, apparently, I've just opened the Wikipedia page for them. They believe in Islamo-Kemalism. I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't know how the fuck you do that. So they believe in the basis of Kemalism, but they replace secularism with Islamism. Alright, well, that's still an ideology that doesn't quite work, I don't think. unless they mean Turkish Islamic synthesis stuff, which, like, you know, that I could be, you know, but Islamo-Kemalism, I feel like that's kind of what Erdogan's original pitch was in a lot of ways. You know, but now it's the preserve of the far right, which is excellent. I think that's a great development for Turkey, is to have even more fucking weird right wing people with very specific ideologies in positions of power. Yeah. That can only end well.
Especially they get to run a province now.
An entire province. And you know,
it can only end well.
Yeah, and the thing is, they're like Sunni Islamists, right? And Sivas used to have a lot of Shia people in it. They used to. Wonder what happened. I think they still have some, but like, wonder what happened. Also, they claimed that they're like, no, we're civic nationalists. We're civic nationalists. We're not fascists. We're civic nationalists. And I'm like, yeah, but like, you're fascists. There's no real way around it. Come on, lads.
Honda Civic Nationalists.
Yeah, their car of choice. That's what the car they get. They get gifted that car, and now we have to make a Honda-based party logo. Just everything is BAP. We've got to bring everything back to BAP.
Fucking a big H crashing through a giant symbol or something, I don't know.
Yeah, like, so we got brand new fascists. Well, they're not really new, but we've got them back. More fascists. We've also got the, so there's another Islamist party called Yeniden Refah, the new welfare party, if you will. They are they're in an alliance with the AKP, but they, you remember those, like, far right, you remember those guys who got mad at the statue with tits on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're those guys. They're those guys. They came third nationally in the election.
Is that good?
I mean, to be fair, local elections are weird. I think we have to, because not everyone runs everywhere, right? So, you know, the Dem Party would have done a lot better if they'd bothered running in Istanbul. Because, you know, they didn't, because they didn't want to be the asshole about it. Or maybe they did, but they didn't really, like, put any effort into it. Let's see. Did they run in Istanbul? I'm going to have a quick look. They did, but it looks like they didn't bother. Because they got 2%. Whereas, yeah. I love that people were like, oh, the election in Istanbul, it could be close. It could be close. And then fucking Ekrem İmamoğlu won by 12%. And I'm like, yeah, oh, could be close, could it? Yeah, like the guy didn't just fucking slap the guy. Like, he beat him by 1,000,000 votes. It wasn't close. 1,000,000 votes is more than the people who live in the city I live in.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see if there's any like weird fucked up minor parties. What's the like weirdest fucked up minor party? One party got 699 votes across the whole of Istanbul. And I don't even know anything about this fucking party. I can't even like make a guess. I could guess what their ideology is, which is I assume they're far right, which seems like a safe bet in Turkey. But yeah, there's remember the Turkish George Galloway guy?
Yes.
Yeah, his party got 0.06% of the vote in Istanbul.
Winning,
yeah, baby. See, he doesn't have the pizzazz of George Galloway. George Galloway would have fucking smashed.
Imagine
it.
Not having the pizzazz of George Galloway.
Yeah, George Galloway would have shown up in Istanbul and been like, "Of course, no one knows who really is or isn't a Muslim. You know, only God knows." But also, Jimmy Savile wasn't a Muslim. Like. For a fucking best line. I'm so mad that he said that. Because it's like such an outrageous thing to say, which it kind of is. Like, I'll be honest, part of the appeal of it is that it is incredibly outrageous to say that. But also, it's just a banger line. It's just the best fucking line. You know, no British politician is ever going to say anything that good again.
The thing is, though, right? The thing is, give it like a couple of fucking years and that'll be a fucking, do you know what I mean? Like some boomer on Facebook will be like using generative AI to set about the rumor that Jimmy Savile was in fact part of a fucking Muslim grooming gang.
Yeah, they're gonna have Jimmy Savile as a member of Hamas in like a week. Not even like 2 years. 2 years is optimistic. We're gonna get it in a week. We're gonna get Hamas member.
I mean,
Jimmy
okay,
Savile.
You say it's optimistic, but have you seen boomers use technology?
But this shit's so anyway. Okay, fair enough. Mintz's party actually ran in the elections. Can you guess how they did?
Did they get more or less votes than they did in the general?
Hold on. Let me get the okay. So they got less votes. They got less votes. So in the...
Did he flounce out in the Huff again?
Well, I mean, he didn't, but... Okay, so in the general election, having flounced out partway through the election, he got 235,000 votes, which is a big town number of voters for a guy who just, like, fucked off partway through, by the way.
Yeah.
But he got 0.43% of the vote. In the local election... Where are these fuckers? They're quite low down. Yeah, 0.17%. So when they were actually running, they were less popular. They managed to be less popular when actually running than when their guy just fucked off partway through. I guess the moral is just fucking fuck off partway through, you know? Just quit while... Don't even quit while you're ahead. Quit while you're behind. That's what we're saying.
If you've learned nothing else from today's episode, learn that.
Yeah,
real winners quit.
That's right. That's what we're doing, and we're doing it excellently. Actually,
yeah, doing it better than these guys.
Yeah, we're doing better than Mintz. As a proportion of the people who are willing to pay leftists on in the UK, we've actually got a higher percentage than Mintz did in either election. So what now, bitch? You know. But All right. Look, the thing is, local elections are local. There's all sorts of weird shit. So why don't I explain what happened in... God, this is one of the provinces I can't ever pronounce correctly. Kırklareli. Yeah, there you go. That one in the west that voted for the fascist party.
Right.
Yeah. So why don't I tell you what went on there? So at the last local elections, someone from the... So this seat... Like, you can see it in the presidential election. Votes for the Republican People's Party.
Yeah.
Like... And this party always votes sort of like nowadays in the current sort of like orientation of the parties. It usually pretty much always votes for the Republican People's Party. It's part of their sort of core areas. So they in the last local elections, I'm gonna just double check this to make sure I've remembered it correctly. But I believe in the last local elections, there was an independent candidate who ran and split the vote between the Republican People's Party. And they basically got like equal number of votes to each other, which meant that if they just sort of, because I think the Republican People's Party insisted on not running someone and they just ran as an independent and fucked them, which to be fair enough, fuck them. Like if they, you know, if you can fuck them, you know,
yeah.
That's that I completely like endorse that logic because, you know, hey, clearly they were more willing to run someone who was a fucking loser than beat the far right. That's their choice. They're allowed to make that choice. It's a bad choice. So now they let in this far right woman. And the thing is, when you're like a provincial mayor in Turkey, you actually have quite a lot of scope to do stuff. Like these are pretty empowered, if essentially devolved governments in places. Like the big cities are essentially quite powerful devolved governments. Like, think about Istanbul alone. You got 16 million people, right? It's more than Scotland. More than the number of people being governed in Scotland. You know? So so obviously there's sort of like a commensurate power offered with that. But she managed to, like, not completely lose her shit while in charge. So she actually managed to beat the Republican People's Party by 400 votes. Because even though they'd reconsolidated their vote, by letting her in the first place, it turns out she didn't do a fucking awful job. So now there's going to be a permanent fascist presence in that part of Turkey. So that's cool. Thanks. Thanks, Republican Peoples. But thanks, Turkish Keith, who made that decision, by the way. Well, probably made that decision. I believe he made that decision. If he didn't make that decision, then, you know, that's, you know, unfortunate. An unfortunate side effect. Oh, wait, hold on. Was it that an independent one? It might be that an independent one. But someone basically fucked the Republican People's Party out of the seat, which is very funny. But yeah, I want to make sure. Was it an independent? It might have been. H-I-J, I need to remember my alphabet now. Yeah, it was an independent who beat the Republican People's Party, and now the independent has fucked off and the Republican People's Party couldn't reconsolidate their vote share, so that's great. Good job, boys. Mission accomplished. God, I love it when this happens. I love it when this happens every time.
Yeah.
It's never like... It's never gone badly before. I think the independent ended up rejoining the Republican People's Party and he ran as the candidate this time. But he lost to the fascist. So, you know, good job. Good job, lads. Yeah. Love to see it. I see that actually a province that people often make fun of, which is Kastamonu, actually voted for the Republican People's Party. That's very funny. Considering the reputation the people of Kastamonu have for being incredibly fucking stupid. There's a really, really, like, off-color joke I could make, but I'm not gonna make it. Just because I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to upset the one person from Kastamonu who listens to this. But there's a whole fucking genre of joke about people from this place. There was a great like compilation of people doing these jokes. So like in Turkey, there's like a genre of YouTube video that's very popular, which is just like guy goes around a bit of Turkey and just vox pops people and chat shit to them.
Yeah.
But it's not like the way they do it in America, where it, like, you know, the manosphere shit, where they're like, yo, so you're a woman who's on the Las Vegas Strip who's a bit drunk. What do you think? Do you think that like women should be highly valued in relationships or whatever the fuck they, you know, like,
yeah.
And then they try and catch them out. But you're saying that you should be valued in relationships, but you don't want to do anything. They're like, yeah, that's what being highly valued is, like, conceptually in any job or anything. Like, try having a job that is highly, that's actually paid well. You don't do jack shit. That's why they think that. It's nothing to do with, like, reverse sexism, you fucking losers. Anyway, sorry, I'm driving by on a bunch of people here. I need to get it back together. But they're they're in Rize, which is the province that my grandparents are from. And I reckon they're like, okay, hey, what's your name? And he's like, I don't fucking know. He says his name. He's like, okay, so where are you from? He's like, Çayeli in Rize. And it's like, okay, tell us about life in Çayeli. And he's like, look, the truth is I'm from Kastamonu. And they're like, what? I said, I'm from Kastamonu. And then he just like does the like the death symbol and tells them to cut the camera immediately. and it's just like one of those things that communicates so well, even across a language barrier, because you just know he said something that like everyone did. And it was completely like he was in on the joke or whatever. I completely believe that.
Yeah.
But it was so funny. Just like landed, it was delivered so well. Actually, it's kind of anyway. I won't say the thing that I also found kind of funny about it, because then we'll send Jamie off on a rant about something. So I'm just gonna because the guy looked like someone, but you're gonna rant about the someone's thing. So I'm just gonna leave it alone.
Probably a wise choice.
Yeah, I'm just like for the final episode, we're just doing good vibes only. You know.
Yeah.
For once, we're behaving ourselves and we're not doing slander or libel.
Yeah.
Or you know, yeah. This is very much like a bonus episode-y vibe. I kind of wish we'd done this all along.
Yeah.
Why didn't we do something we enjoyed constantly? Why are we not allowed to be happy?
Yeah, well, I mean, we made a rod for our own backs, didn't we, by trying to establish a semi-serious Radio 4 tone for the podcast?
Yeah, I shouldn't have done that.
As opposed to the bonus episodes where it was just, what if you set a bunch of like monkeys loose in a shed? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
what if that? And we found out what happens. Yeah. You know, it turns out it's a great podcast.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's gonna be really funny when everyone's like, "Oh, you should just do this forever. You should just come back and just do this, but about with this tone for the rest of the stuff." And and you have to understand, it's kind of hard to do this tone when you're talking about, "Oh yeah, so they depopulated these villages. Yo, so check it out. They depopulated these villages, right?" And like, how does that come across?
Yeah.
I'd get fucking slammed for doing it like that.
Don't forget to slam that like and subscribe button as we tell you about like the fucking, you know what I mean?
The Armenian genocide. We'll tell you about like the time that a bunch of Kurdish people tried to start an independent state and then Turkey and Iran came in and killed them all. But yeah, definitely hit that like button. So all in all, good night for the opposition. I'd say good night for the opposposition.
Mm-hmm.
They had a good time.
As opposed to the usual, well, that's good night for the opposition.
Yeah, as opposed to like on runoff day, where we were like, well, all right, it's already fucked. Keith's fucked it. Like, pretty much immediately, we went, Keith's fucked it, and played Hitman instead.
There's a metaphor there.
Yeah, we just went, fuck this shit, went and played Hitman instead. That was really fun, actually.
It was, we were keeping,
and like, the thing is, we were looking at like, the results, and we were like, okay, so like, because Turkish Keith started doing racism, he turned the racism dial up, and we were like, okay, cool, how did that play in the southeast? Turns out it played kind of poorly.
Yeah.
He actually lost votes in some places because he decided to press the racism button. Turns out.
And the thing is, nobody's learned from that. Like,
yeah, no one, yeah.
You see it all over the world. It's like, what if we press the racism button? And it's like, you would lose the support of a lot of people who are currently, like, keeping you in the running. Well,
yeah, because, like, okay, so, like, as a sort of, like, generalized thought about that, like, Kurdish people, Kurdish electorate, they showed up for the Republican People's Party. They got, like, their party, the party that primarily, they primarily vote for, got out of the way. They showed up and voted for the Republican Peoples. That's the party that did and, you know, that created the structures that continue to do genocide to Kurdish people. They went, they came out and voted for them. And then in the runoff, they get fucked. They get told to fuck off because, you know, you have to sort of support the racism. You have to do the race because you want the votes of Mr. Onion.
Mm-hmm. Americans should really listen to this and learn something.
It's almost like, what's going on?
Put down your fucking like post, your half drafted post about fucking British onion restaurants or whatever the fuck.
British onion restaurants. Yeah.
Just leave it alone and like, you know, just fucking instead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, okay. I'm going to have to do one last censor for the road, I guess. One more for the road. Oh,
Lol,
okay.
Said the scorpion, LMAO.
Yeah, god damn it. Okay, so whatever the next fucking project is, I'm not being the editor most of the time. I'm just... That genuinely is like such a big like thing. I'm just not doing it, you know? God damn it. I can't believe I have to do one final edit for the road. Well, okay. Well, thanks for that gift, Jamie.
You're welcome. Know,
a parting gift for us. God damn. I was going to say, one of the interesting things, do you remember how they had like alliances and stuff before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember, like, you won't remember, but I did a YouTube video where I was like...
Announcing that for me.
I did a video where I was like, progressive alliances or broad alliances don't work because everyone fucking hates everyone else. There's a reason they vote for that particular party, and it's because they think you're a dickhead.
Yeah.
Right? So this, and I find it really funny. The second they ditched the alliance with the fash woman and, like, the ultra-religious far-right party and a bunch of other dickheads, they suddenly win an election. It's weird.
I know.
I wonder what's going on there.
Will they learn a lesson from this this valuable experience, do you think? Or?
Well, I think the new leader of the party is like, I don't want to do... He was like, pissed off at Turkish Keith because he let too many, like... Do you remember, like, we did the post-election thing? Where we were like, there's a whole new set of brand of right-wing lunatic in the parliament. Yeah. And part of that was the Republican People's Party just letting a bunch of right-wing lunatics onto their list. And he was like, why did we let these assholes onto the list when they provided negative support?
Yeah.
Like, verifiably, they lost support because of these people being on their lists. So like, why did we let 20 of these dickheads into the fucking, like... list, because now they only have 125 MPs when they could have had like, I don't know, they could have had what, 15, 30, they could have had like 170 or something, or 160, like, and that doesn't make a difference, you're still in opposition, but you look much more impressive with you know, 160 to 125, you look much, much more impressive. But yeah, they fucked it. They fucked it big time, and they deserve to get fucking panned for it for the rest of their lives, to be honest. The guy's right. Don't do deals with far-right parties. Yeah, you look at this list. I mean, the fucking Democrat Party's back in Parliament. That's fucking insane. But you've got Turkish Hezbollah now in Parliament. You've got, like, multiple different types of weird right-wing religious person.
Yeah.
One of them, at least, comes from the AKP list, so I guess that's okay. But yeah, you just ended up with a bunch of weirdos, because of course you did. Sorry, I'm just waiting for the door to close. Okay, there's the door. I'll cut the door closing noise out of the recording.
Just cut the door closing noise and put it over me, like earlier.
Yeah. Just like the door slamming shut. and just that. Yeah.
I can send you the beep we use on PraxisCast if that helps.
I've got, like, several beeps of different lengths. Because, obviously, I've had to edit for you for 2 years now. So I've got several different lengths of censoring beep, just in case. And my partner's kind of listening in, like, yes, this is a very clever editing thing to have. Yeah, she's nodding. That's right. She just called me clever. It's on the record, baby. And that's the last thing I'll ever say on Peace at Home.
Yep,
that's No. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't really have, unless you have something to add. I guess, like, what did we learn from this? We learned about BAP. We learned about mints. We learned about lots of different things. We also did actually learn about, you know, a project to try and make an independent Kurdistan that that very few people in the English language sort of media talk about. Mm-hmm. We talked about military coups, a lot of military coups, a lot of failed military coups. We talked about big racism, a lot of racism.
Yeah. Like fucking, do you know what I mean? Riots, violence.
Yeah.
Just all sorts of like fun things. But
yeah, it was a good run. I had a good time doing. I just want to be clear. Like, I had a good time doing this. It was great fun. The guests we had on, I miss Ben, but they'll be back on something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get them on. Yeah, we'll get them on the next thing.
Yeah,
whatever that may be. I already have an idea. I think I've told Jamie this idea, but I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil it because I've probably spoken in public about it and already spoiled it by the time this is out. So, but yeah, everyone, remember Patreon billing is suspended this month, so new people can't join. It will be suspended next month as well. We want to give people the maximum chance to sort of switch to free. And on May 1st, I think International Workers' Day. That seems like a good day to do it.
Yeah.
On International Workers' Day, we will honor the workers by making all of our Patreon bonus episode backlog available for free members. So you do need a Patreon account to listen to it. But other than that, we're just going to make it available for free. Because I think it's, I don't want to get paid for something I'm not doing.
Yeah.
And
well,
you see,
I have no objection to getting paid for something I'm not doing, but not by like the patrons. Do you know what I mean? If some company wants to hire me and pay me and I'll not do the work, that's cool. But like, I don't want to be taking like, money out of the pocket of like ordinary people.
Yeah, like, look, if you want to keep giving us the money, like, Jamie, go over to PraxisCast. They have a Patreon. You can get bonus episodes. Go over to like me. I have a Patreon, you know, but those are things we're actually doing. We're doing those things, right? We're doing those things, so that is okay. But for now, Peace at Home, I think we're putting it to bed for now. Who knows? We might come back. There might be some reason to come back. But for now, everyone, and for the last time, see ya.
See ya.